Chapter 34.
Listen, listen, I would take a whisper if that's all you had to give. But it isn't, is it? You could come and save me and try to chase it crazy right out of my head.
When Master Plo had broached the topic over first meal, Obi-Wan had hardly been surprised. "Master Yaddle would like to speak with you today, little one," Master Plo began. Obi-Wan sighed. He'd known this was coming, and was quite frankly shocked it had taken this long for it to finally come around. It had been months since his training had been taken over by a new master, and it was surely time that he be more thoroughly interviewed about his time with Master Jin. And of course now... "I'm assuming this has to do with the guilt and apology that Quinlan has been sending down our pair bond since yesterday afternoon," Obi-Wan asked dryly. Obi-Wan got the impression that both masters were startled and faintly chagrined. John, on the other hand, whipped his head around to stare at Obi-Wan accusingly. "You didn't mention..." Obi-Wan sighed and flicked John on the nose. "You're not entitled to every thought in my head, you know. Besides, if I told you every time that Quinlan was feeling guilty, I'd be doing nothing else. He's pretty much constantly causing trouble and then feeling bad about throwing someone else under the speeder." John huffed, but turned back to his food grumpily. "Yes," Master Plo said, voice faintly amused. "It does have to do with Padawan Voss. There are more questions about your first Padawanship, little one, and some of what Padawan Voss reported raised concerns." Obi-Wan didn't have it in him to be annoyed at Quinn, not when his friend had been pushing him since Bandimir to report Master Jin to the Council and request a different master. In fact, it had been a miracle that Quinn had kept his mouth shut for so long. His friend could be protective when it came down to it. Quinn knew a lot about his apprenticeship, more than Obi-Wan's other crushmates. In some ways, more than John, who hadn't been there for most of the immediate fallout. Though he was still getting used to accepting that the way things had gone wasn't his fault, Obi-Wan was getting better at reflecting on his experience through the eyes of someone else. And he knew enough about what Quinn may have shared to be grateful he'd already gotten his closure with Master Jin. He had a feeling Master Plo would not be so easy to sway after this conversation. "Can I stay this time?" John asked quietly. Obi-Wan glanced quickly at his friend, and was fast enough to see the expression he was directing at Master Windu. Those eyes and that expression were lethal on John's small face. Obi-Wan didn't know how Master Windu managed to restrain his reaction to nothing but a head tilt in Obi-Wan's direction. "That would be up to Obi-Wan, I think," Master Windu said. The second John's expression was turned in his direction, he caved. "Yes, of course," Obi-Wan said, looking pointedly above John's head. He had enough dignity to not react to the burst of victory smug pride that John leaked down their bond. And that afternoon, fussily setting up the tea service before Master Yaddle arrived, Obi-Wan was glad he'd given in so easily. Knowing that John would be by his side, no matter what topics or questions arose, it settled him. And if it was due to that codependency that the healers seemed so concerned about, that was a problem for another day. "Nice to see you so at home, it is, Padawan Kenobi," Master Yaddle said. She settled herself comfortably across from him at the low table. As expected, John sat tucked close to his side, with Master Plo taking the end closest to Obi-Wan, and Master Windu settling closer to John. "Like your new quarters, do you?" "Yes, Master," Obi-Wan said, bowing his head. "I've found it quite liberating to have the extra space." The small green master hummed thoughtfully. That was the difference between conversing with Master Yoda and Master Yaddle. Similar speech patterns they might have, but when speaking with Master Yoda, there was always the sense that there was nothing new you could tell him. The aged and wizened master had already heard and witnessed so much that it felt like nothing could be news to him. Master Yaddle, on the other hand, she listened. And if Quinn was to be trusted, was far more flexible a thinker as the head of the shadows. "Satisfied, are you, with having two masters in practice? Different from the established system, this is." Obi-Wan took time to think about it, biting down on the reflexive yes that rose so easily with the need to be agreeable. It was true. Their arrangement was unusual, unlike anything since the Rusan Reformation. Though Master Plo was still clearly Obi-Wan's master, it would be cheap to say that Master Windu did not have a significant hand in his training. Every Jedi had their unique strengths, and there were simply some aspects that Master Windu was more adept at instructing, and vice versa. But Obi-Wan hardly saw that as a flaw. In fact, having two masters has been a distinct advantage, Obi-Wan said firmly. I feel more grounded, more supported in the temple than I ever have. And even more, having another Padawan with the same masters. Obi-Wan looked quickly at Jon, who appeared just as thoughtful, before focusing back on Master Yaddle. We learn from each other, too, and then learn from the teaching. There's less pressure because we have each other. John's hand snuck under the table to latch onto Obi-Wan's free one. He squeezed it gratefully. Master Yaddle hummed once more, before smiling in a way that showcased her fangs. Pleased to hear this, I am. A success, this experiment appeared, from the outside, but wanted your opinion, I did. Perhaps a model for other Jedi, this will be, Many younglings lost and aged out, there are, because of the strictness of our training relationships. Obi-Wan's flare of hope was so strong, so abrupt, that he had little chance to hide it completely behind his shields. Master Yaddle smiled, but sadness lurked around the posture of her ears. Yes, start there, I think we must. Tell me of your time in the creche, you should. The good and the bad. It was hard to talk about. Perhaps because so much of it was good, it made the bad so much harder to share. But with John's hand tight in his own, Obi-Wan opened up bit by bit. He talked of his early difficulties with projecting his emotions, particularly after nighttime visions, and how he'd carried that seed of shame within him. He talked of Bruk and the way their creche master had never listened to Obi-Wan's side of events, with Bruk always getting there first. He talked about the fear that permeated the creche as they became initiates, weighed down with the knowledge that they would either be chosen or cast out of their home. How he knew now how important the Service Corps were, and how suited many were for them, but also about how little was understood in the creche, how little choice they all felt they had. Master Yaddle's ears were fully drooping by the time Obi-Wan's words petered out. Despite her obvious upset, she climbed halfway across the table to place a wrinkled claw against Obi-Wan's cheek. Grateful, I am, that shared this, you have. Overlooked much in our home, we have. Focused too much, perhaps, on the greater galaxy. But help others before we have helped ourselves, we cannot. Your concerns and experiences, I will raise before the Council. And I will second them, Master Plo said. It was the first time he'd spoken in so long that Obi-Wan had almost forgotten he was there. When Obi-Wan looked over, he could tell the Keldor was troubled, even through the respirator and goggles. Tentatively, Obi-Wan brushed concern down their bond. He was met with such overwhelming support, care, affection, that he almost blushed. But ask now about Master Jin, I must, Master Yaddle said solemnly. She settled back into her seat. Prepared to speak about him, are you? Obi-Wan took a second to think about it. Talking about the creche had been exhausting enough, but he wanted this over with, needed this over with to really move on. Yes, he said decisively. Raised concerns, Padawan Voss did, about Master Jin's ability to provide for you, Yaddle began delicately. Obi-Wan blinked. That had not been the opening he'd been expecting. Pardon? Ensure you were fed, did Master Jin? Master Yaddle asked patiently. Already, Obi-Wan felt his skin crawling under the scrutiny. Master Jin will forget food even exists unless it's placed in front of him, Obi-Wan said uncertainly. Assuming we had the means and the funds, he was always happy to provide a meal once I'd reminded him. John's outrage was quickly smothered. Obi-Wan squeezed his hand in warning, unsure where the reaction was coming from. And remind him regularly, did you? Master Yaddle prodded. Obi-Wan shrugged. Not particularly. I'm not sure if you've ever had the pleasure, but Master Jin is a horrendous cook. It was far more expedient that I just learned to cook for the both of us. Master Yaddle hummed, but seemed satisfied with that line of questioning. Pushed you hard in training, did Master Jin? I suppose. I had a great deal to learn, and we were often on back-to-back missions. It was important that I picked things up quickly. Obi-Wan hesitated. It was important to him that I grow into a strong duelist, considering my lineage. Injured you frequently in training, did he? Master Yaddle asked casually. But it was too late, because Obi-Wan had stiffened. He was perfectly capable of seeing where this line of question was going, and he was feeling far less generous now as he cursed Quinlan furiously in his head. Master Jin was not abusing me, Obi-Wan snapped, temper flaring. Say that, did I? Master Yaddle asked mildly. Asked only if frequently injured in training you were. Obi-Wan scowled, unwilling to play her game. Occasionally, yes, I was unfamiliar with Ataru, often exhausted or injured from previous missions, and stubborn. I twisted an ankle or got a sear from a training-strength lightsaber, or took a hard fall fairly frequently, but Master Jin was not malicious. Half the bruises I gave myself practicing in the cells at night to try and improve faster. And treat you himself or bring you to the halls after a hard training session or mission, did Master Jin? Obi-Wan wanted to snarl. He wanted to misdirect, explain, and justify. But wiggling out of this was not as simple when he didn't know what Quinlan had spilled. Oh, the Kiffar better be careful Obi-Wan didn't get his hands on him anytime soon. I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself, Obi-Wan said. I've been bringing myself to the healing halls since the crash. I don't understand why I would suddenly need a master to do it. Master Yaddle tilted her head, but shifted her gaze to Master Plo. If hurt, Obi-Wan were, bring him to the halls personally, would you? Master Plo inclined his head. Yes, as long as I was physically able to. Or I would treat him myself, of course. Obi-Wan didn't appreciate being ganged up on. It's not like he knew I was injured most of the time. And that in itself is a mark against Jin as a teacher, Master Windu said solemnly. It's our duty as masters to know when something is wrong, for our students to feel comfortable telling us, and for us to ask about your health. Obi-Wan squirmed. Just because Master Jin forgot to ask as much as he forgot to eat meant nothing. John squeezed his hand. Raise a hand or weapon in punishment ever, did Master Jin, Master Yaddle continued, relentless in her questioning. But her directness was so unexpected, so pointed, that Obi-Wan took a painfully long time to process her insinuation. No, Master Jin may not have been an ideal master, but he wasn't Dark Woman for Criff's sake. John flinched back and Obi-Wan winced. That had been uncalled for. He turned toward his friend, holding tight to his hand. My apologies, John. That was cruel of me to bring up like that, he murmured. But they are different. John's shrug was half-hearted, but he at least didn't let go of Obi-Wan's hand. Different, sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse. Prefer what types of punishments did Master Jin? Master Yaddle asked. Obi-Wan shrugged uncomfortably. Additional independent training or meditation, or unpleasant chores. Usually after a lecture or two, Obi-Wan smiled, trying to lighten the mood. Sometimes I would get the silent treatment if I'd really messed up. Master Yaddle hummed, before once more climbing over the table to sit uncomfortably close and stare into Obi-Wan's eyes. Understand, you do not, that highly abnormal your training was. Meant to go on back-to-back highly dangerous missions, new Padawans are not. Meant to remind their guardian to feed them or resort to feeding themselves, Padawans should not have to. Pushed yourself or been pushed so hard as to be injured, you should not have been. To care for your own injuries, unacceptable it is. Just as cruel to be ignored, it is. Her words mirrored those of John, of Master Plo, of Healer Fennal. Perhaps hearing the same from so many should have made such a thing easier to stomach. And still, Obi-Wan wasn't sure he was ready to lay the blame at Master Jin's feet solely. Not yet. Perhaps Master Yaddle could read such a thing in his eyes, because she sighed and patted his cheek once more with a gentle hand. Someday, ready to accept the truth, you will be. Yes, Master. But for now, let you rest, I will. Given me enough information, you have, Master Yaddle said. And before Obi-Wan could really process her meaning, she had seen herself out. I think I want to be her when I grow up, John said under his breath. But it was still loud enough for all of them to hear and neatly break the tension. His friend was getting quite good at using a touch of humor to smooth things over, Obi-Wan thought. A noble pursuit, Master Windu said solemnly. Obi-Wan took the time in which they straightened up the living area to settle himself. It was easier than he'd thought it would be. He'd half expected that talking about Jin would throw off the rest of his day, and instead he felt okay. That was almost more disconcerting. When they were settled in their usual spots after a long day, namely curled on various sofas and armchairs, Master Plo cleared his throat. I had intended for us to avoid any other heavy conversations for the night, but Yaddle reminded me of something. Oh, Master Windu raised one eyebrow. Master Plo gave the impression of smiling as he looked over at John and Obi-Wan. Yes, about our new interpretation of the One Master, One Padawan rule. I thought perhaps we might close the loop, so to speak. Obi-Wan blinked at him, uncomprehending. Ah, Master Windu said. I'd almost forgotten that piece of the discussion. I believe what Plo is suggesting is that we form further training bonds, if both of you are amenable to that. Obi-Wan's eyes widened, and he jerked his head around to stare at Master Windu. John let out a sound almost like a Tuka who'd been stepped on. You'd want that? John asked, voice almost incredulous. Obi-Wan hardly heard Master Plo's response, focused on Master Windu as he was. Since their odd arrangement had begun, there had always been a type of distance between Master Windu and Obi-Wan. Perhaps distance was not the right word, but Obi-Wan had observed the way that Master Windu's overtures, words, and actions were always just a bit tentative when they were alone. Master Plo had little to no hesitation in his interactions with John, so his portion of this made sense. But Master Windu, had Obi-Wan misread things that much? Master Windu must have felt the weight of his gaze, because he returned it easily. Something about the expression on Obi-Wan's face made him wince. There is no pressure, Obi-Wan. I would hardly expect you to force something you were not comfortable with, given my error that kicked all of this off. It took an embarrassingly long time for Obi-Wan to realize what Master Windu was referencing. And when he did, he almost squeaked. No, it's not that. Are you sure you would care to share a bond? I know you didn't ask for this, for me. Master Windu stared at him for a long moment. If you're able to doubt how much I enjoy our training, then clearly I have more to make up for than I thought. Obi-Wan, it is my honor to train you and help you grow into the incredible Jedi you are meant to be. More than a good Jedi, but a good person. Obi-Wan flushed, able to feel the heat all the way through the tips of his ears. It just seemed you were different is all, he said lamely, when you were training me. Master Windu bowed his head. I intended to respect your boundaries by not pushing things, but I assure you, taking part in your training has been nothing but a pleasure. Oh, that was all right then, Obi-Wan thought dazedly. But there was one piece. You're forgiven, he said firmly, making sure that Master Windu could see his seriousness. I was hurt, but you were defending John, and you've more than made up for it. I would love to establish a training bond. And Master Windu's smile was no lesser for being mainly in the wrinkles around his eyes. The new bond settled into place between them with an ease that Obi-Wan hardly knew what to do with. And with John and Master Plo connected as well, they really were a closed loop. Things weren't perfect, not hardly. But Obi-Wan thought maybe someday soon they could be, and that was more than enough. End of chapter 34.